The heat hits you the moment you step inside Arthur's living room. The air reeks of ammonia and old trash. He is 82, legally blind, and curled into a stained armchair like it is the last solid thing he owns. Rotting newspapers are stacked shoulder high, some slumping into narrow tunnels. A buzzing radio sits on a side table. You just watched Arthur reach out, miss the knob, and swat at an exposed wire. It sparked bright, then went quiet. City protocol is clear. Imminent self-harm means immediate involuntary removal to a state ward. Arthur's fingers clamp down on the chair arm. His voice is raw. If you put me in a facility, I will stop eating today. I'll die before the week is out. You have seen people collapse after being placed on a ward. You believe him. Through the screen door, the mandated medical transport van idles in the driveway, exhaust puffing in the sun. The driver flashes the headlights again. They need an answer now. If you wave them in, Arthur will be taken by force from his home, and you may be sending him to a faster, quieter death. If you cancel the transport, you may be leaving him in a house that could catch fire the next time he reaches for a switch. What's your call?